On the show today, we have NCU iSal's very own Brian Hinsey talking about a free credit union virtual tabletop exercise, and it's entitled Credit Union Industry Cyber Incident Response Virtual Tabletop Exercise, and they're actually partnering with the Homeland Security to provide this to you guys out there. This is a very interactive experience, tabletop exercise, so it really benefits all those who will be attending. Oh, and it's free, by the way. It's free to attend. So Brian is here to tell us all about it. We have NCU iSal's Brian Hinsey here with us. Brian, how are you today? How are you on the mountaintop? Do you have your rappelling gear with you, it looks like?
I promise it's just one of those, remote work optical illusions here where I'm not going to fall off the mountain. But this is the beautiful Red Rocks Amphitheater with our hometown here of Denver, Colorado.
It's gorgeous up there.
Enjoy the view.
Yeah, indeed. All you need is a fan that's off screen, kind of blow your hair a little bit to make it look like you're on the mountaintop.
Exactly.
That'd be a good effect. But anyway, hey, we're here to talk about something actually super cool. You guys are having a virtual tabletop exercise for credit unions, and it's entitled the Credit Union Industry Cyber Incident Response Virtual Tabletop Exercise. I find this stuff fascinating. We just got back, you know, last month you had your CU Intercept conference, which was truly fascinating. All the cyber security stuff you guys were talking about there was, I mean, over the top fascinating stuff there. You guys did such a great job here. So now I'm equally fascinated about your tabletop exercise. So tell us, what is this? What can credit unions expect?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate it. It's a really unique event, but I think an important one, as we'll discuss here today. So first of all, let me say it's free. This event is something we try to do every calendar year. It may not come out every 12 months because there's a lot of coordination and timing and things like that that are involved in the process. But that said, we put on this excellent event in partnership with Department of Homeland Security, CISA, and their National Cyber Exercise Program, which is a full-time program they have for organizations like ours to do incident response exercises. And what this event is really all for the credit union industry, CUSOs, leagues, and of course credit unions to practice their incident response plan. Yeah. So it's a hybrid event. You can participate virtually. You can participate at a handful of in-person locations. You can work on your own, but it's a four-hour exercise on October 26th from 12 to 4 Eastern, and we're really excited to be able to host the credit unions again.
So who's your audience for this? Who should be attending? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously everybody should, but in reality, who should be attending here?
Yeah, absolutely, teams, and that's a common question. So whether you do want to, you know, open up your conference room and bring folks in to the office from your internal groups, or you want to participate in one of our virtual breakouts or in person, whatever that looks like, know that this is essentially a fictitious but plausible cyber incident scenario that's being vetted and developed with a team of credit unions as well as Homeland Security to make sure, again, that it's plausible and believable. And that said, it's going to escalate in three different injects over the four-hour time period. However, it will not get deep dive technical. And what we really like about that is, while there's certainly a time and place for technical incident response, is this is an opportunity for those credit union teams to collaborate. So from risk management to information security leadership to network security analysts, all of those stakeholders. Shoot, we've even found in the past that marketing is appropriate.
Oh, really?
We talk about, you know, potentially communicating a data breach to your members at credit union. So it's really appropriate for a lot of stakeholders and, at a minimum, credit union teams at their own organization.
Okay. Now, if you're attending, so what can the credit union, what can the attendee expect to experience? Because this sounds, I mean, we've all, you know, many of us have been through like live tabletop experiences, kind of scenarios and things like that. But in this instance, what can an attendee expect?
Yeah, I mean, I think not only from an agenda flow, but to kind of, you know, answer your question as we do it, at a minimum, we'll get a nice briefing from CISA on current cyber threats impacting not only credit unions, but globally critical infrastructure entities. From there, of course, we'll do a little bit of that basic housekeeping, but we're going to jump right into the scenarios from there and present that fictitious, plausible scenario, which at this point is, you know, kept under wraps, so to speak. Has to be a little bit of an element of surprise there. But then at that point, you can either break out in your own internal group and answer the predetermined questions for each of the three injects, and a certain amount of time will be designated to discuss those questions. Or you can participate in one of those either in person or virtual breakout sessions with other credit unions, collaborate and share your ideas as the facilitators for each one of those breakouts, walk through the various questions and the group discusses it. After that, the group will come together and all of our virtual hosts for those breakouts will be sharing what the group discussed. So you have this opportunity to gain a massive knowledge back for the same questions you were answering and see how other organizations answered those questions as well. And as we move through that three times through the progressively more severe scenario, we'll come back with full-on lessons learned. You know, they like to call it a hot wash, and, you know, really wrap up the exercise. And about a month later, you even get a full report of the key findings and takeaways. So it's really neat. The materials, I think, are extensive enough, too, that you get as part of this free program that you could even, redo the exercise with your own teams later at a later date by using those exercise materials.
Okay, Brian, as you're talking, I'm thinking this has to be one of the most practical exercises or events that I've heard of. I mean, because you're doing some real world stuff here, and you're practicing and you're going through various scenarios on what to do and what not to do and stuff. And talk about the ultimate learning exercise, my gosh. And so that's kind of the end goal here, right? Is to get people, I don't want to say get them used to this type of stuff, but get them a bit more aware of what can happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, practice makes perfect. I mean,
of course.
Depending on the organization, you may have several scenario-based incident response plans and things like that. But, you know, at a minimum, it is really important to review those plans internally, and we're providing that opportunity to present the scenario and give you, scheduled on your calendar a dedicated block of time for facilitated exercise, to essentially, again, walk through those plans or walk through this fictitious scenario concurrently or however it works and makes the most sense for the organization. But ultimately, the mission of our organization has always been advancing credit union cyber resilience, and this is just one of the many ways that we work to move that forward.
Yeah. And in this, and again, I'm thinking as you're talking, is in this day and age of all the cyber threats that are out there, this is like, why would you not want to do something like this? You know, because I mean, again, like you said, the more you know, the better off you're going to be. And the more you kind of practice this type of stuff, the better off you're going to be. Right. So, I mean, that's to me is the significance of this, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, again, it's one of those things where, we feel like our exercise is appropriate for credit unions of all sizes, those various stakeholders that we talked about and who should participate at the beginning, whether you have entire teams or just a few individuals, that ability to collaborate with your peers, other industry stakeholders, or at a minimum walk through those plans internally. It's just win-win all around, and you get, whatever makes the most sense for your organization, you can get that out of this exercise.
And I would think for like a CEO or even a board member or something like that, it would be super fascinating to attend something like this, just to kind of get yourself educated and kind of a bit more well-versed in this area, because again, we're living in these strange times right now and it ain't going away. So the better educated you are in this area, the better off you're going to be, I would think. So, and something like this, oh my gosh, talk about just, it's like right in your face. to deal with this.
Yeah, and we've absolutely, Mike, had boards participate.
Oh, have you? Past, okay.
Who want? Yeah, absolutely, and certainly the C-suite as well. Not just the CISO, but all the way up to the CEO. And even if you're an organization that's extremely small, and most of your information security and CISO operations are outsourced, I think they all understand that at the end of the day, you can't outsource that ultimate responsibility. Mm-hmm. You can outsource the functions, but it still falls on you. So it's important. Really hard to make a case against anyone participating.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Especially in today's world. Oh my gosh. So where can folks go find out more about it and to register as well?
Yep, absolutely. So by the time this is, registration opens on August 25th, which by the time this is published, should be more than available. The easiest way is going to be to head over to ncuisao.org, our website, click on events.
Okay.
And the link will be right there front and center for you. You can also, if you have additional questions, just points of clarification after watching this discussion here today, email us at events@ncuisal.org as well. We're happy to clarify anything for you, send you a direct link, whatever it might be. But that's probably the easiest way. We'll be doing some, you know, email campaigns to get the word out, but it is important to know, while we do have the capacity to have quite a bit of attendance, there will be limited space. And with the free event, we do expect that space to run out. So don't hesitate. You've got a couple months here before the event, before October 26th. And make sure you get registered as soon as possible, including your teams.
Okay. Yeah. Get in while the getting's good. So yeah. So already, sir. Well, anything else to add to wrap up here, Brian? I mean, again, I think this is one of the most practical events I've ever heard of. So it's dealing with real world stuff here. So anything else to add to wrap up?
I would just say that, if you plan on attending the event, be as participative as possible. That's how we all learn from each other. That's how information sharing is most valued, right? Is to contribute back to the community. So that said, we're looking for those teams that and those individuals that are willing to, really contribute their thoughts and ideas. There are no right or wrong answers to the questions when we walk through the exercise. So again, be ready to show up and be prepared. But other than that, we're grateful for the opportunity to be able to host this every year, and especially with the Department of Homeland Security, and it's just really really a cool event, well organized and well put together.
This is your chance to really participate, and what I think all high school teacher mindset, what you put into it is what you get out of it. So put your all into it and you'll get a ton out of it. So good stuff. All right, Brian, well, I'm gonna let you get going. Thank you so much for this. We'll get this out there for you, and we'll put all the links in the show notes too, so people can get right to you and register and give you guys send some questions your way as well. So good stuff. All right, Brian, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work there.
All right. Thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate you.